your top sweeties.
Hey everyone, I'm Wah.
And I'm Chris, and welcome to Docky Sweeties.
We're two longtime friends who discuss the riveting and sometimes trashy world of reality TV and docuseries.
Yes, but through our own lens, which can be chilly and it can be warm, it can be cozy, it can be cuddly, it can be cold-hearted snaky, but at the end of the day, hopefully something mildly sweet. Hi.
Hi. Do we need to do that again? Because my Wi-Fi was weird. Did you hear me clearly when I came out?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I did.
All right.
I did. And local report, yeah.
So now we're talking 90 Day, The Single Life, Season 4, Episode 11, Natalie asks a question.
Boy, did she.
Oh, my God.
I love the question she asked. I love what a great conversation that literally transcends into knighthood. I mean, you know, literally things get dark is what I said. Do you want to start with Debbie, though? Miss Debbie?
Yes.
She, you know, it feels like she's been a poet. We know that. She's like an artist and a poet. And she, I feel like, writes these things either in her mind or like on pieces of paper that she like writes in a journal and like burns them by a little candlelight every night. But like, there's so many gems she has, and she's packing and she's like, all good things come to an end. A suitcase full of hopes and promises as you shut them. You're just like, oh my, she's, you know, but yeah, Julian comes in and she's like, it's about time. I want to talk to you about some stuff. You know, like we get the big show off knowing that Julian has spilled the beans about her relationship with a much younger man and continued involvement in his life, which we didn't even know the Moroccan life was for her, honey. Ho, ho, ho. Still giving money, you know, to the fam. So
I have an obligation. Yeah.
What has Julian been up to? Do you think, has Julian also been in Miami doing things by himself? Like, we saw him the graffiti day and obviously giving it to Ruben, but like, what has Julian been doing on his own accord in Miami?
I feel like because his whole personality is being a cop, he must have gone down to the local precinct to see like what they do there. You know, I feel like he went up to them. So he's like, I'm a cop in Georgia. So can I do a ride along with you to just see what it's like in Miami? His whole personality is that it's really quite annoying. I thought he was endearing and cute, but after this segment with him, I was like, oh, you need a hobby because you need to get out of your mom's life. And then he even insults her by saying, you're making yourself, like, she's like, you make me look like a fool. And he's like, you make yourself look like a fool. And I'm like, Miss Debbie, you need to get a rein on this child. This is your wild. He's also like still on your teat, but simultaneously like pulling the rug from underneath you. It's very interesting. He's just like, he pulled the rug, you fell, and he's still dangling onto that teat. It is really interesting. And she forgives him immediately in a way that I'm like, oh my God, you're better than me. I would be like, Julian, you got to go home. You've overstepped your boundaries. Get the fuck out of my face. But I don't know what it's like to be a parent and have adult children. So Chris?
No, I mean, I don't know that either. But at one point she's like, when are you going to forgive me for Morocco? You know, and she's like, I'm sorry I did it. I made a mistake. What are you gonna stop holding it over my head? You know, and Julian's like, I'm sorry. You know, Julian is attractive. You know, I think Julian's attractive. And I do wish that he had more flavor to him, knowing that like his mom, first of all, loves flavor, especially when it comes to men. Like, is all she cares about is flavoring when it comes to men. And like, again, his personality seems to be like, you know, like a Barbie, like Ken cop, you know, where it's like, that's the whole thing, you know, it's happening downstairs. It's just like a barren plastic nothing because you're only a cop. That's the only thing you are, your badge, you know.
We could go here a little Freudian, a little like
Oedipus
therapy sesh. Yeah. And say that the reason maybe he's so structured and like seemingly unforgiving is because his mother is the opposite. Like maybe he required that kind of something where he needs to protect her. Something went down when he was little and her husband's. And I think that he feels like a very much need to protect her, a very much need for order, a very much need for certain things. And I think that maybe she didn't give that. And I could see her being fun and flighty. Cause she's like, Julian's time for mama. You know what I mean? Like she's been saying that statement to him, like I said, so many times since he was born. So, and he's doing the show with her when the daughter won't even be seen. I wonder what that daughter looks like. You know what I mean?
You're right.
So I think that they are, you know, they have a special bond and I'm happy for them, but I just wish that she had given it to him a little more, because what he did to her and outing her with Ruben and then also saying that she's embarrassing herself is really, it's inappropriate. It's one of those weird relationships. You nasty sometimes. You made me look bad. And I said, you better tell that boy. You better tell him. You brought up the O word. So,
you sound just like yeah, it's so southern, you know, like it's just it's such a musical sounding thing. I don't know, it's just like it's there's so many things happening. And basically then they obviously make up and she's like, Ruben's gonna come take me to the airport. So then Ruben picks her from the airport and then we get this scene, which is their traveling outfits. Now him okay, so he's wearing obviously a watercolor shirt, you know, like it looks like there's like, you know, maybe like a lake, the top of a lake, there's like some lily pads, maybe like some flowers on the inside, or it's a reversible top. There's just a black and white pattern check. Okay. On top, it's 60s, you know, like 70s, like
psychedelic
style. Yeah. Psychedelic, like, style. You know.
Yeah.
What's the Yellow Submarine style, whatever? Like, have you looked at
bucket hat?
Yes,
it's not a bucket hat. It looks like a fedora a little bit. It's got a dip in the top.
Got a dip, honey. I put my hand up on that dip. And then he toned it down with the glasses. He's like, I have those other crazy gold glasses, but this one I'm gonna pick the classic blacks. And then after obviously Julian spilled the beans about, you know, the fact that she has a much younger man in Morocco, Debbie's like, however, I am going to show him my bag, honey. The bag that when I went to Morocco, I got. Now, we know that Morocco has like a textile loving. There's a lot of bazaars. There's so many places. She's an artist. Like the things that she, like the bag she could have gotten from Morocco or whatever. But, we've all seen it. This woman just has, and I love her so much, the kind of bag that you get because you need to buy a bag at the airport and they're going to charge you $30. The bag is made for $4. The aesthetic is. The name of the town / city you are in, our country, the name of the place, no matter what it is, just in different colors. So it's just the word Morocco I'm just going to go, not Comic Sans, but one of those like handwritten scripts, you know, like, and Debbie, like you could have had a Moroccan bag, and this bag, like to her power, I bought the bag once when I was in New York. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's in New York City. You know what I'm saying? It was all the colors or whatever thing. Like
on the inside of that bag, it says made in Thailand.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's like, there's the New York, there's the LA, she has the Morocco, there's one for Paris, you know, like could say Mars. You know what I'm saying? Like wherever you go, honey, like you'll buy that bag. But I'm just like, the culture of the bag is just, you're a souvenir consumer bag.
State where you were, plain and simple, colors, easy material. So
like a check-in bag.
Yeah.
You know, like I was, yeah, a like tote, a Facebook like a nice check-in.
Little, like a nice little tote.
Many big tote.
She has this really big flower in her hair.
Very big.
Auspiciously placed. I mean, just like, why there, you know? But also her hair. Let's talk about it.
It's so thick. It's long and thick.
Okay, well, let's move on then. So he gets her to
exactly what you're gonna say.
Yeah,
yeah, but you're gonna say your own way. You're gonna say your own way. Because we're talking. We have to back and forth. Go ahead and say in your way, in your voice.
I don't know much about that style of hair. I do know that it's more than my hair that I have right now. It has been dyed, and so for it to be so long and so thick, I feel like her hair wash day is akin to any other curly haired woman that has long hair. And I just want to know what it looks like when it's wet. I want to know how she blow dries it. I mean, obviously, I feel like she doesn't, and you tell me, she doesn't blow dry it with any kind of utensil, right? She must just like blow the air in it because of it being so big. Like if she were to use some kind of like.
I don't think she uses a heat instrument on it at all.
Oh, so you think that's air dried?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, great. Cool. That's it. All right, let's move on.
I think
on.
She air dries it. I think that she obviously does pillow curlers. She loves pillow curlers. So on days that she didn't just pillow curl it, she then pillow curl it. It's been curled, then she can just brush it. And so what we see sometimes is brushed out pillow curls. And brushed out pillow curls have a fun texture, don't they?
I don't know, but now we know. Now I know. Now I know. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm not mad at it. It's just thick, and it's better than mine.
I want this hair. Now, the one on Patreon you can see, I am showing like her in this picture, and the hair that we see just in the front of her shoulder is thicker and more bountiful and more luxurious than the hair on my whole fucking head. Like, this woman really has like a lot going for her, so I want the hair as well. It's just like her hair is, and she wears it like a crown. It is so, but it's so mm-hmm. It's specific, and we got to talk about it. We did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I just yawned. She's like, I can't live, Ruben, I can't live in a fairy tale anymore. I need a hero. I need, and she's looking deep in his eyes when she says this. I need somebody who is going to be there for me and I trust and isn't going to take advantage of me or make me feel bad. And that's what I'm looking for, Ruben. And he's like, well, you need to be. So we could do it. And she's like, okay, Ruben. I mean, just the way she says certain things lyrically in her voice, she knows what she's doing.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Ruben.
Yeah, it's actually, we should study it. You're right. It's very soft and it's very nice. It's like a little lullaby, isn't it, Ruben? Mm-hmm. And I also feel like he starts to go and talk about a bunch of like different metaphors. Like at first he's like, well, we have seeds and the seeds are just starting to crackle out of their inner shell, out of the outer shell, and the roots are planted. And she's like, but I have to leave so fast, you know. And then later on he's like, well, we've just started brewing the sopa/stew between. She's like, I love sopas, Ruben. I love my spicy Ruben sopas, you know. You're just like, okay, you know.
I love sopa too, let me just tell you. I was like, should I go buy some ingredients to make some, because I can make some sopa right now. Mm-hmm.
Look, you got to let them stew.
Mm. Woo, so good. And so they have this moment, and I actually thought it was kind of sweet. I was glad that what's-his-face wasn't there. Julian wasn't there to remove the romance in the space. But it looks like they're leaving on good terms, and I like that for her.
Mm.
I like that for her.
Well, let's move on, shall we?
Yes.
No Tyrae, so we're not gonna talk about the person, and definitely no Veronica and any of those people, so we're fine not talking about those people either.
Oh, so mm-hmm. fine. But then we got Chantel, which I'm gonna tell you right now, I just put it once I heard her voice, I immediately mm-hmm. got up and started like separating my clothes in the laundry. So I didn't see it. I heard her just say, she said this word and I meant to write it down, but I just heard her, you know, complaining about the fact that he didn't tell her what she needed to hear, and then took her on a surprise date and just sent her an address. And then she's so ungrateful the whole time she was there, just like, oh, and he's like, he's team sport. And he's trying to do like a metaphor, like whatever, talking about soccer. And this is the most important place for him. And she's like, you didn't bring me any jewelry. Like, you know, Chantel provides a bit of herself that seems very, very one note.
Oh, yeah. Monotone, specifically, and of her whole life and the literal sound of her voice.
No depth at all. Like, she is mm-hmm. just, what we see is what we get for Chantel. Like,
what you see is what you get. Believe. Oh, that's a Britney song. I was like, what song is this? Believe me. Anyway,
I was this. What you see? What you see? It's what you get. What you get. That's all I know of that song, but it's like a 60s, 70s, some song. Okay. Yeah. And so sometimes watching her do these, I have a hard time watching her try to look for love, because I'm like, this person will have so much more interest and so many more things to talk about. And you really specifically need to find a man who doesn't want any thought from his wife. And if they do have a thought, it is so wrapped up in dogma and like old wives' tales, like just things that you're just like, oh, you believe that? Oh, okay. Well, it's like it would not be surprising if like she's somewhere in the back of her mind, even though she went to school and knows that stars are gas balls like million miles away. She's like, those Simba, those are the kings of the past. Like she does not. Like she believes what Lion King said about the sky and what the stars are. Like that is who she is. Just somebody who's like, I mean, even though she went to nursing school and even though she's like a whatever nurse for beauty, which is great, but that seems like right up her alley. Like she would be that kind of nurse. It's just very surface.
I get that. I get that. Her showing up to this out to this surprise date in a purple Herve Leger bandage dress.
Herve Leger.
Leger. Leger. It, you know, you just haven't seen one in a minute. This one had a little like nice butt specific kind of like little like add-on update that has like a little like scrunch for the butt. With matching eyeshadow. And obviously this guy keeps doing her eyeliner. And he didn't get the memo that like all the girlies are like not doing like hardcore eyeliner all the time. You know, like we're not doing it right now. Like it's really not the look. Like we just came from the Fox eyeliner look, which was like basically no eyeliner and just like a line here and a line here. But Chantel is fully doing like the kind of black eyeliner that one does when they want to have a cat eye, but you just started to do makeup and every time you like extend one, the other one is fucked up and you kind of extend the other one. Her makeup looks like how I did my makeup when I was 26, 27, trying to do eyeliner. Now, having said that, none of my best friends were like my makeup artist getting a free Grecian trip and to do my makeup that horribly.
Yeah. It's almost as though he's trying to give her some kind of like Grecian, not Grecian, but some kind of different look because they're in Greece. So he wants to give her this light effervescent, but he doesn't know how because he's from Atlanta. So he's only used to doing like cakes and cakes and cakes of makeup. And so he's in this weird place where he can't figure out the like dewy natural look. Like it's indicative because he puts on this makeup on her eyes with no lashes. And I'm like, that is a lash eye. That eye needs a lash. And so she ends up just looking like she sweat out the glam from the night before. And not this was purposeful.
I agree.
Yeah, this person does not know how to do any other styles of makeup. So does God. This person does not know how to back it up either. I mean, maybe that ass, but he doesn't know how to back up the skill set that he has. I mean, because look at what he does on himself. Entirely too much. Entirely too much for this weather.
You're absolutely right. Now I will decree that I think that Giannis is hot. You know, like for some reason, I didn't quite understand exactly what I was getting. Now I'm like, yeah, I'll decree that. He's definitely so gorgeous. So anyway, he's, you know, showing her the football, you know, and why he loves it because it's an exciting sport. And she can't really move because she's in that bandage dress and she hates the fact that she's there. But basically, he's like, look, you know, I fucked up last night because I didn't give you attention. I thought you were just out the door, but I really want to like make it up to you. And just, I really want this to like workout or whatever. And they have a boring conversation. They have nothing in common except that they're, I guess, both hot. So maybe that's what it is. And then so she leaves. The next morning, they're going to leave what looks like the Airbnb they have rented the entire time. And it's interesting, yeah, because they probably could not get a permit at a hotel. It was probably so much easier for them to like have this Airbnb with production. Anyway, they all have matching outfits as they leave and get in the car. And it gave me very much, it made me think of the Von Trapp family children when Maria makes all of their play clothes from the curtains.
I thought it was cute, but
I hope what I'm saying doesn't sound like I'm like, it's not cute. Now, the eyeliner and the eyeshadow, not cute.
Yeah, no, not cute.
So that was, I can clearly say I didn't like the eyeshadow and liner, but I did like these outfits. And also, I've watched so much film, you know, so much Sound of Music. And yeah, the pattern, even the colors. I mean, obviously an old-timey movie, but it was kind of like green and white. And then these, I was like, oh, they're all kind of wearing. And I was like, look at the fucking Von Trapp, honey. They're hanging in the trees. You know what I'm saying? Are they just like, you know, he's like, look at those hooligans. And the dame is like, those children. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, no children would ever do that. And then they get home and it's like her, they're, you know, his kids just allowed to play for the first time.
Yeah, that's crazy. Curtain clothes. The last time I saw Sound of Music was at the Hollywood Bowl. And it was such a great experience. And now I'm like, oh, what is, yeah, I want to extend my trip to LA, but the truth is I will need my bed after the first week. And so right now it sounds great to like go and see all the shows and do all the things, but I will not have the time. And so part of me was like, is there a Hollywood Bowl show that I could go to just so that I could like have that experience?
Sarah McLachlan show?
Oh, I haven't looked at anything Hollywood Bowl since I lived here, so I don't know.
Yeah, but
I
gotta look. Okay, let me see, because I want to see that Sarah McLachlan show.
Remember you. I mean, it'll be great. I want to see how many Black people are in that audience besides me. And I only know two songs from her. But anywho, yeah, so you look that up. So they then kind of talk about what the intentions are and whether or not they'd go back and forth. And she says, what word is it that she says wrong? It's like, instead of saying the word confused, she says confused. And I'm like, what? It's not that's not the word, but that's what it was akin to. And I did not write it down and I should have, but I literally kept saying it over and over again in an effort to remember it. Mm-hmm. But again, it was just me being like, there's Chantel right there in the way she said that word. She's in a language that she's spoken her entire life. Now, I will say the fact that Chantel has learned as much Spanish as she has learned is very admirable. And I will always give her props for that because it is a skill that I have not been able to master. Mm-hmm. So good for her. Now, they then, as they're on their way out, like she's like, I really don't know, like what's going on. And then her friend, who's like Adrian from the Cheetah Girls, is like, and then he zooms
out. No, it is. It's such a, I'm so happy for you. What an astute. Yes, yes.
So he pulls up in a little Yaris or something.
He's a Yaris,
in a little Yaris, which is so cute. And he hops out with like these roses and he, you know, pokes his head in the van and everyone is shook, gagged, gooped.
Yeah.
They think it's the most cute thing. And she, I watched it on 1.5. So for me, it felt like he poked his head in and she jumped out of that van.
She did.
Like, so she got out so quick.
Yeah, wouldn't you? She said, like, that man's there with those piercing eyes. She couldn't get out fast enough. And the funny thing is, as much makeup shame as we gave her, she came out with these glasses on. She took off her glasses. She, like, no makeup on. I was like, oh, because she's so pretty.
Yeah.
She is so beautiful. She's gorgeous. Like, you know, just like, oh, yeah. Just like, God, that harsh eyeliner did no good with that harsh purple eyeshadow. Yeah. It was not blended. I mean, fire that man. Fire all of them.
Like, she could easily do just like a lash extension or a lash.
I know
it. A bare face with like a dewy situation, a lip tint, a cheek tint, and go about her day.
I know it.
She's so beautiful. So, like, it's crazy when she looks terrible with makeup on because you're like,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, they... Yeah, the ruined Mona Lisa. What's wrong with you?
Like, yeah. Or when she has like a bad wig on and you're like, Chantel, you have hair under there. We've seen it. Like, why do you have this bad wig when you could have either a good wig or your actual hair? It's just very weird. I wish that one time she would also let her hair just be in its natural state. I mean, that's not her vibe, like really, you know, but I'd want to see just a little something. Anywho, so they kiss and he promises to come visit and she's like, you will. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to come to America. What are you talking about? Atlanta? Yeah, I'll go. And I remember thinking to him after hearing that is like, please don't introduce him to your family. Please don't.
Please. They're all going to Hotlanta, honey. Debbie should come. Ruben should come take out Miss Debbie. And then Yana should come take out Chantel. And then they film it. It's a single life double date. Hotlanta edition.
Okay. Speaking of single life date, not double. Let's go to Natalie and Mike.
Mike.
Say bye to Momo.
Natalie's mom always talks to Mike in a lot of Ukrainian as if he understands one word. She's always like, oh, Mike. And he's just like, yes, mom.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, like, looking down.
Good luck. It's very interesting that she's just like, language, 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 language. Good luck. And you're like... keywords that she is just like really good in. And so it was a little clown car, no? Like he just gets his like 6'7" frame out of this little ass Fiat. And mm-hmm. the mother comes out and is like several feet shorter than him. Mm-hmm, gives mm-hmm. a hug. And then they go to the park or something to talk. And then this is where we see Desperate Natalie. I mean, I wish we did a side-by-side of her in Swim, like mad that he wouldn't eat a carrot. You know what I mean? Like, I just wish that we could do that comparison of like the desperate person that she is now compared to the vegan judging bull, the person that she was Uncle Bull when she was up in his like, you know, double wide. So she's like, Mike, So I have nothing and I have LA, which is very good. I'm here and I get to live, but I messed a lot of things up. And he's like, you sure did?
Say right? less.
Say, yeah. She's like, yeah, Mike. So I'm saying, you know, this is where I am in my life. It's okay. Could be better. but would you consider having baby?
How's Josh? Remember that, Josh?
Okay. Yeah. The way she says, the way Michael used to look at her the first time that he looked at her, it's like, you wouldn't even believe it. You would not believe the way that man looked at me the first time that he used, you know, you would, and Mike, Josh never looked at me that way. Never.
Yeah, Mike would just look at her and he'd be like, could this be the most beautiful girl? Beautiful girl, beautiful. Like, yeah. Yeah. And I know, like, you know, and I love that about Natalie because she does think that she's so beautiful. So, like, some part of her loving Mike was that when he looked at her, she could see his love for her beauty and then she loved him for that. Like, that's the kind of narcissistic love, like I loved how he looked at me like I was the most beautiful girl in the world. So it's like I looked into a mirror of love. I saw myself being looked at with love and I fell in. It's like such an interesting like idea, but she'll say it with obviously like no idea like how it sounds. And the also is like in her eyes, she's just like looking at him with her like blue eyes and her like black, 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 black. And he's like, just like spellbound, like, you know, like, and then now she wants so bad for that to mean that she can still have power over him. Mm-hmm. So like, what does that mean in the sense of can she get him to do what she wants, acquiesces to her? You know, like now one thing that we know about Mike is that Mike has been parading around on his Instagram for months, last year in 2023 and now in the year of our Lord 2024, I'm not quite sure, like a woman he was dating, a brown-haired descent. I don't know if that was like descent, a brown-haired.
That was great. Now we need to do that now. Of brown hair descent or blonde hair descent or black kinky hair descent. We just refer to people by their hair texture. This is great. Or hair type, hair color, hair color. This is great. This is great. I loved it. Thank you so much. I never saw her, but yes. So I don't know if he's still with her, but like Natalie is either aware or not aware. She's either aware and doesn't give a fuck because that's still her husband.
She's aware. But she's
still her husband.
Right. Right. She doesn't, she won't even mention that woman because in her mind, if he won't mention her, then she's unmentionable. She doesn't matter. Yeah. You know?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I feel like Jasmine is the same way Natalie is. We see a lot of women on television who require some, to me, wild level of adoration from their man. And like a single-minded focusness that they require from their man that I just am like, would I ever require that? And the answer is to a certain extent, yes. Like,
yeah, me too.
If I'm dating you, yo, Chris, yeah. If I'm dating you, I don't want to see any other fucking bitch on your Instagram. Let me tell you right now, I don't fucking want to see it. Don't put me, don't put her. No, especially if you haven't put me. Oh, I don't want to see that shit at all. Then just go be with that bitch then, since you want everybody to know about her. That's the way I feel. Now, does that mean that I'm going to then like yell and scream and like do whatever? No, I'm just going to walk away from the situation. But it's like, I sent you this thing, anxious attachment. And so now I'm like, does everyone have anxious attachment? Is this a thing? Did you see what I sent you about Love is Blind?
Recently? Like today?
Maybe yesterday. No.
Okay.
Oh, you're not shaking your head. I thought the whole time you were shaking your head, being like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah, I got it." And then all of a sudden, you're like, "Recently?" And I'm like, "What? What?" So you weren't shaking. I'm so your sorry. Head. That was me. That was me seeing you shake your head. Anyways,
was I shaking my head?
I don't know. I thought you were.
I have been. It's been my birthday ever since Thursday, and so I've been like an altered state of reality. You know, like I haven't been drinking in the daytime, but I've been drinking so much at night that every time I go somewhere in the day, I'm like, honey, it doesn't feel like I'm sober. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't be held accountable for anything that's happened in the last 3 days. I really can't.
Can you just look at? I sent it today at 10:38 a.m.
Okay. Just God.
So anyways, Jesus. You don't have to look at it, but just note that I sent you something.
Okay. Great.
You see it? There it is.
Yeah, sent a reel. That's okay. Yeah, I haven't seen this reel. This is it?
No. Oh, you didn't get it. Well. I sent it today at 10:38. And it's not those little cute ass dogs. It is the anxious goddess. I mean, I sent you on Instagram, I think, but that's fucking cute. Isn't that cute?
Oh.
Are you on Instagram? Are you showing me?
No.
How does that sound to your text?
Now I see it at 8:38. Oh, I'm sorry. I 8:38. Yeah, yes. You know what? Okay. The funny thing is, you know what's so weird about you? You sent the Instagram at 10:38. So this whole time, you said, I thought that's what you... That's
2
what I was like,
hours. Wow. 2 hours you're exactly apart.
Yeah, but you are 10... So that's why I was like, oh, I got it at 10:38. But she said it at 8. Like, that's why I was confused. Like, this is it. Yeah, it has to be it. But I didn't realize it. So that's
but just... But isn't that cute? Aren't those dogs? Have you heard the audio of it, Chris?
No, I'm doing a podcast with you.
Oh, you haven't watched that either. Okay, you haven't watched anything I sent you today. Okay, well then I'll just let you finish the show. Since we're not friends and you don't want to look at any DM and or text message that I have sent you today, you finish this episode and continue talking about we apparently are friends.
I'm gonna tell you exactly what happened. I had a birthday dinner last night. Monique spent the night. I was going to go to a Soul Cycle class at 10:45. I woke up at 8:45 to start watching 90 Day Fiancé because I had to watch all the things. But I have to make coffee. I make some toast. I start watching. Monique's there. It's kind of hard, but we're happening. But then also, it's like a very important college game. Caitlin Clark is like revolutionizing women's basketball at the college level right now. And obviously, it's really exciting. So it goes in overtime. We watch that. Then she leaves. People start FaceTiming me left and right. I'm saying no, because I have to do what? Watch 90 Day Fiancé, the tell-all, which is an hour and a half, the most boring shit of my entire life. And this episode, which was great, of Single Life. So I'm saying no to FaceTimes. The minute I'm done, I say I'm ready. I go into a room. So I have literally not given enough to... People have wanted so much of me today, and I'm barely hanging on. I'm white-knuckling it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Monique ruined it. That's what you're saying. That's what I hear. That's Caitlin fine. Because that's your cousin.
I didn't go to Soul Cycle. Did I mention that? I didn't go to Soul Cycle. I'm still in my workout clothes. I didn't actually work out.
Oh.
And I have dinner tonight for my dad's birthday.
And let's finish. Let's talk about Natalie and then you can
I love this. Does Natalie saying though I couldn't love more? This is everything we'd possibly want. As you want. Like, Natalie is now Joshless in Long Beach, not even in LA. And she... is with a mom that is pressuring her to, she has no agent, it's like her mom is pressuring her to like suddenly have a baby. But what Natalie wants is, again, Mike to just suddenly get back together, pump her full of baby, which she has not said because she knows it's a big ask. And the first ask is to get back together with her and the baby thing, is that she still does not want to go back to Squim. She's not saying, Mike, I was wrong. Let me come back to scream and I will leave there, you know, and help you on the, like, she does not, she is like, I got what I wanted, except that, you know, I didn't get it. Like, she goes back and forth and he's like, I'm not going to be your backup, Natalie. She, in that moment, can't be like, she knows that he's right. And she's not like, but she can't be like, you're not the backup, because he is.
Yeah, she really tried to put herself out in this big country and find the person. And she clawed into this one person who just never loved her and gave her what she wanted. But he was going to get her into movies and make her a modeling star. And then, yeah, it is just crazy that is what she cannot let go of, that she hasn't realized that she is past that at this point. If 90 Day Fiancé didn't get her on the cover of anything, or not even in the covers, on the back page, in the middle somewhere, if 90 Day Fiancé didn't get her to where she wants to be, I mean, it gave it to Rose. Rose has a little modeling career. Like, it gave it to some people, but not Natalie. Natalie, you've been on, she will continue to rock the single life in every way she can. She was on what, maybe 3 episodes of regular she was on 90 Day Fiancé. She was on Before the 90 Days. She was on Happily Ever After. She's on 2 seasons of Single Life. She has been dedicated to the franchise since before she even touched soil in the U.S.
Can I ask a quick question? Of Rose, you mean of Ed and Rose? Mm-hmm. She has a modeling career?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay. So it's obviously Juliana of Juliana and Michael. She already was like a famous model, like not famous and whatever. She was like already working, but yes. Natalie does a bunch of crazy things. At first, she's like, we never had a chance, me and Mike, you know, because COVID happened. And we were like, COVID?
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 This is before.
In your COVID. Mind, I know. I'm like, in your mind, COVID is even one of the first 45 billion reasons why you're not together. Like, it's, I couldn't, that was, we were like, we gasped. We were like, COVID just happened. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
and then she is pouting. Like, she's like, oh, can we be more together? And he's like, you know, no, I'm moving on. And that's where it gets confusing. Cause we're all like, oh, you're not going to tell her that you are with someone. She's like, have you met someone? He's like, no. We're like, oh, we thought yes. Okay. And then she's like, oh, well, if you're not with anyone and I'm not with anyone, then why can't we be together? You're my husband. And then she starts to say a bunch of crazy things like, and we're a family and you don't divorce family. When I'm like, well, technically you do divorce family. And I'm only saying that as like, you know, a full child from divorce. So I'm just like, okay. This turns into what I feel like is a Tennessee Williams play, because the night just progresses. Unfortunately, they're not drinking. I wish they were. We see it turn from day to night. It turns dark, literally. She is getting more desperate, more crazy, more pouty. She's looking at him like, and at one point she's like, it's too much. It's too much. I know, my love. And then, yeah, what do you think happens at that moment?
I don't know, because at this point it's like, are they both acting? Or what are, have you guys been talking before and you were like, hey, this is what I don't want to mention. I don't want to mention my woman of brown hair descent. and let's just kind of keep it on us. And like the fact that your mother is here and she obviously loves me and she would come and live with me and Squim and leave you into LA to fend on your own. I don't know. I think that Natalie did several things too far for him. And that's why he hasn't actually asked her for a divorce. Maybe it was something to do with the mom coming to the US as well. But I think that he was just kind of holding on to get some self-esteem. And that he does really just feel sorry for her, because he does love her. I think he does love her. And I think he just really wished that it had worked out. But she has done too much for him to accept her back. His whole family would kill him.
I agree. I wonder if he, like, accepts maybe she has some sort of mental illness, and that's one. But, like, because, yeah, it's crazy. Everything we've seen and how crazy she is to be like, oh, let's have a baby together. It's like, what? Crazy pants? Absolutely goddamn yeah. not. I'm going to tell you right now that 100%, it does not feel like he's, like, shut the door to it. I think half of him is like, you know what? I could see a world where your mom moved to swim, and I think that your mom and Beau can have a lot of great conversations. A lot. Animated as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And with Natalie...
Dang dong. Oh, language.
Language. Absolutely. Mike is like, I want to move on. Never saying he has moved on. Never saying I'm with someone to ultimately be like, or no, I got to move on now. And so she,
or ever saying I would like to move on with someone else. I mean, they could still move on together.
Great point. Yeah, like, she also is like, I'm going to tell you right now, that's my man. I said, that's my man. I'm coming to get him. I'm not going to fight. I'm going to fight for Mike. And I'll tell you, when she said that to me, I got a little excited. The idea of, like, a whole extra season of whatever could be happily ever after or whatever, of her fighting for Mike. Now, again, I love that the fight for Mike is never, ever her going to even acquiesce to being like, we'll come to Squim. Because she has done, even still, she's like at least 40 miles from Los Angeles. You know what I'm saying? She's still closer than ever.
Yeah.
You know? And each move she's made has been closer. I mean, I guess Squim was technically close when she went to Florida, but bygones.
I think that she is... really just like being ridiculous. She doesn't belong in LA, but LA is for it's for the 20-year-olds. It really is. And like the people who've just lived there long enough to where it's just like, this is my fucking home. And like, I lived in LA for a little bit. Right. And like, I love it. I grew up there. Like my mother is a native Angeleno. So like all of my family is in Los Angeles, and I cannot wait to rent a car and drive down Santa Monica. I cannot wait to get a car and be on the like 105. Like, I just love Los Angeles so much, but like, I can't imagine a transplant coming there at 38 years old, loving it. Honestly, if it wasn't so nostalgic and like a place where a lot of fun and interesting things happen to me, where I have a lot of family and I have a lot of connections and people, I would be like, oh, like, how do you make friends here? Like, how do you do anything here if you're not like in some kind of whatever? Like, I wouldn't know how to do LA if I wasn't from there personally. So what is she going to do? Like, how is Natalie going to make friends besides getting a job, which is like, when is that going to happen? Or joining some kind of theater troupe, or like getting yoga. Like, what is she going to do? And so it makes more sense for her to be a big fish in a small pond, like going to Seattle or somewhere around that area. They don't have to live in Seattle proper, and they don't exactly have to live in Squim, but there are opportunities in that. That's a metropolitan city too, very close to Vancouver. So even if they do live in Squim, like if she could figure out a way to get her residency card and she could do things in Vancouver, she could like there, you know, they shoot things and do modeling stuff in Vancouver. So it's like, she's not realizing that LA is not exactly the place that she needs to be successful. I think that she could easily do things in Seattle/Canada.
Oh, you're not wrong. I mean, the thing that she should do, of course, is decide whatever she wants to be her brand. Let's just say she wanted her brand to be Eastern European style, like beauty hacks or beauty tips or, you know, whatever it is, you know, like, oh, in Ukraine, you know, like this is what they like, you know, like teaching us, you know, like showing things that we wouldn't know or whatever. Like that would be something that would be like, oh, a clickable thing. You could have like, literally a Canva-based, you know, YouTube thumbnail for like a series of cooking stuff or beauty stuff or whatever. And she has done the cooking things before. We remember when I bring it up for some reason a lot. One of my lores is her cooking videos, like in that brown kitchen. I feel like the brown wood panel, like it's like not really wood, but it'll stick with me for the rest of my life, like that laminate kind of style. Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's one of those things.
No.
Right. I'm burned in my retinas.
Yeah.
So she has a capacity, and she has this kind of voice that she'll do on her own Instagram, like, hi, welcome to my Instagram, where today would talking to? Yes, we have famous Botox artist, you know, Dr. So-and-so in Long Beach, someone who's just giving her free Botox. Like, she'll do that stuff on her Instagram. You know what I'm saying? So there is no reason why she couldn't be doing content creation of her own accord wherever she wants. Because the truth of the matter is, we've said that, she has said that she wanted to be an actress and she's worked in journalism. And I'm going to tell you her right now, she's not going to be the next Meryl Streep, and the whole industry is falling apart anyway. So might as well lean into the content creation journalistic part. And that's career advice.
Yeah. I also think that to me, she's not a girl's girl. Like, for me, maybe she is in real life, but what she portrays on TV, I don't want to be
agree. A friend.
I don't want to be friends with her as a female. She would be too much. Every time we'd go out, she would vie for the attention of every male who walked by. Even if you didn't care about it, she would still do it. It would just be a mess with her. Now, I don't know how that translates onto social media. Like, I don't know who her base audience would be. So she needs to like make a choice, either tone mm-hmm. that shit down and really talk to the girlies and get the girlies on her side, or go slut so that she can get the guys on her side. Something. Because right now she's not, I wouldn't watch Natalie do anything besides be crazy on actual TV. Go ahead.
You know, I get what you're saying. I think that there are some people that think that she's beautiful. And so I think that that's the only thing she has going, positive or negative for her. Because mm-hmm. I don't think that there's no guy who there's no men, you know, the straight men that watch this show know that she's crazy. So they're not going to be like, you know, secretly I pine for Natalie. They know that she's about fucking bananas, you know, like, so, I mean, there's, and Natalie is beautiful, but there's a lot of beautiful people in the world that are not so nightmarishly crazy that, like, I don't find her like obsessive worthy in that kind of way. Now, she is beautiful and she is interesting, and she has an accent, and she talks like, you know, like, I think that, yeah, if she played that up in a fun way, because, you know, she could have a whole vibe on Instagram, yeah. You know, right. Like, that's your, and that's the character that she should honestly just like lean into and do, and just be yeah. like, literally she could do something fun, like the difference of dating and men in Ukraine, you know, or whatever. And just like have her like be like, men look at you like they like you, you know, like difference of dating men in Los Angeles, and have Josh just being on his fucking phone and just being like, yeah, babe, I totally, can't ever see you. You know, like that's just a dumb thing, but we know that to be true. Like, we know that she thinks that to be true. So why not make that a fun little like, whew, she would get like a bunch of goddamn views.
Yeah. Like, yeah, she would. Or she could just teach people Ukraine or Russian or whatever. All right. Was this the end of the season? I hope it was. I don't think it is. God, it's only episode 11.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to end on 11, although it's lucky and an angel sign. 1111. But I love you. I love you. Like, just
House of 11, you know, Darcy and Stacey.
Oh, yeah, honey.
So, all right, you guys. This is the end of this episode. If you would like to see the visuals of what you're listening to, or you want to support us, you can join us on patreon.com/docusweeties for $10 a month. We do a live very first Monday of the month and have exclusive content such as we are totally recapping Love is Blind. So if you're interested in that content, please join us on patreon.com/docusweeties for $10 a month. But if you cannot do that, Chris can tell you what other options there are.
There's a social media options. Basically, every social media, just type in at DocuSweeties, you'll see us, will pop up. But on Facebook, we have a DocuSweeties podcast Facebook group. Other than that, if you haven't yet, give us 5 stars and a helpful review. We thank you guys so much. We'll talk to you later. Okay?
Bye.